Greetings, friends and radio listeners. It's time once again for the R.G. Hardy broadcast. And we're inviting you to stay tuned today to a very special broadcast as we'll be joining Brother Hardy in just a moment as he is preaching a very dynamic message under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit entitled Heirs of God. We know in the Word of God that it has proclaimed that if we are sons of God and children of God, then we are also heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And God wants us to know what belongs to us as His children and what our inheritance is, that we might partake of all the many blessings and benefits that belong to us as His children and as heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
God wants us to grow up and take our place in the church and in this world as the equal heirs of Jesus or with Jesus. To be an heir, just like Jesus was an heir. Joint means one for Jesus, one for you. One for Jesus, one for you. One for Jesus, one for you. How many say amen? The same anointing Jesus had, you can have the same anointing. The same wisdom Jesus had, you can have the same wisdom. The same power Jesus had, God wants to give you the same power. We can have the same mind that Christ had because He said in Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus the Lord. How many say amen? We can have the mind of Christ. And remember, Christ was filled with all the wisdom and the knowledge of God. We can have revelation. We can have the wisdom of God. We can have the knowledge of God. That's why the first two gifts of the Spirit, the first two endowments of the Spirit, they should be not called gifts but enablements. The first two enablements of the Spirit is the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge to give us the same mind that Christ possessed. I feel pretty good. I feel like running about now. How many say amen? I'm kind of feel like shouting. I'm shouting because I'm a son of God and I know what it means. It means to be a sharer just like Jesus. Amen. An equal sharer of all the things of God. How many say amen? An equal sharer of God's nature. An equal sharer of God's wisdom. An equal sharer of God's power. An equal sharer of God's life. An equal sharer of God's wealth. Can you say amen? When you got a bill, God said, don't worry about the bill. All the silver is mine. All the gold is mine. All we got to do is come and say, now, Father, Jesus has already signed the check. And now all I got to do is fill it in and sign the check with Him. Do you believe that? Jesus is the heir of everything of Almighty God. Is that right? All power in heaven and earth is given unto me, Jesus said. In John, this third chapter, John said, the Father loveth the Son and giveth not to Him the Spirit by measure, but the Father giveth all things into His hands. Isn't that right? Jesus said, now I don't only have the Spirit that Moses had, that 70 parts could be put on other people. I don't only have the one measure of Elijah. I not only have the double portion of Elijah, but I got the fullness of God's Spirit. How many say amen? And He said, I don't only have a part of the things of God, but God has given me all things into my hand. Isn't that right? And He caused His disciples to be saved and get adopted into the family of God. And Jesus said, now listen, everything in the world and in the world to come, and everything in the supernatural realm is in my hands and belongs to me as the heir of God. But my Father wants you not only to be an heir, but a joint heir. So I'm going to sign the checks to the bank books of heaven. How many say amen? Jesus literally signed the bank book of heaven, the checks. He just wrote His name in there, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then He gave us this book to tell us what we inherited. And He gave it to every one of us, His little ones. He gave us a signed bank book on the bank of the universe. He gave us a book to tell us what belongs to us as the joint heirs with him of Almighty God. How many say amen? And when we get a need, all we got to do is open up the bank book. Hallelujah. I can look there and see that it's signed in the name of Jesus. And according to my faith, I'll write in the amount drawn on the bank of heaven. Can you say amen? What? All of my needs. The Bible said in Philippians 4:19, I got a little bit of Billy Goat religion. I got it from God. You know, the devil comes around with Billy Goat religion. And I got some of it from God of my own. The devil will come around and say, but Brother Hardy, you can't pay your bills. But I'm going to say, but out of the way, devil, but my God shall. Can you say amen? The devil comes around and says, you can't do it. I'm going to say, but out of the way, devil, but my God shall. Can you say amen? You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do the other. But my God shall. Brother Hardy, you can't pay for the bills for this crusade. Get out of the way, devil. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It belongs to him. He gave it to Jesus. Through Jesus, we get in the family. Jesus has endorsed a check. All I got to do now is sign it, fill it in, and come boldly unto the throne of grace that I might find mercy and grace to help in time of need. I can come boldly and say, Father, here comes your child. White through the blood of Jesus. Here I come. Somebody said, who's that knocking on the door? I said, I'm a son of God. Said, well, what name are you coming in? I'm coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The doors will swing open and you can come into the throne room of grace, into the presence of Almighty God. How many say amen? Come boldly unto the throne of grace, consecrated through a new and a living way, the veil of the flesh of Jesus. We can come into the presence of omnipotence, of love, of mercy, of grace, of power. Lord, if you don't lift it up, I'm going to go right up tonight. Amen. I can't help it. I got that shout religion. Amen. I got that kind of makes you leap for joy. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. What he has belongs to me. His victory is my victory. His love is my love. His power is my power. His joy is my joy. Amen. Say amen. His spirit is our spirit. His joy is our joy. His peace is our peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. Amen. Say amen. I got peace. His peace is our peace. His joy is our joy. His power is our power. Do you believe he's all powerful? The Bible said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And then Jesus said, I'm going to sign the check. And here it is. In Luke 10:19, he said, behold. And behold means stop. Look, listen, evaluate the facts, and proceed accordingly. And I'm stopping, I'm beholding, I'm listening to the word. And the word says, I give unto you all power. You'll tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. An heir of God, an heir of his power, an heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ, and all the power that Jesus got. He said, I give you all power over the devil. I feel good, Jesus. I feel so good, I dare. Father, just let the devil come. Can you? I feel so good. I feel your power. Jesus, I feel your power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I dare you to come, devil. I dare you to bring blind eyes. I dare you to bring cancer. I dare you to bring tumor and garters and sugar. I dare you to come. Oh, I know it. I'm an heir of God. I know I'm a joint heir with Christ. He's got all the power. But he said, I give it, I'm going to take it. It belongs to me. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to take it tonight. My Lord, you ought to be getting healed in your seat. You ought to be getting rid of your doubts and your unbelief in your stomach. You're getting healed of doubt and unbelief. You're an heir of God. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to be battered, pressed down, kicked by the enemy, crushed. My Lord, rise. Don't be just an heir of God. Rise to the standing of an equal heir, an heir like Jesus, an heir just like the Lord, a son just like the Lord. You grow up into him in all things. You put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this verse. In the last verse of the 13th chapter of Romans, it said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to put on his righteousness. I'm going to put on His peace. I'm going to put on His power, His wisdom, His anointing, His authority, His wealth, His victory. I'm going to wear Jesus. Can you say amen? I'm not going to go around anymore in Brother Hardy, because Brother Hardy can't do it. But I'm going to put on Jesus. And He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And when you put on Jesus, you're going to be strong in His mighty power. And you'll be able to cast out devils. You'll be able to endorse it. You'll say, Satan, I sign the check, and in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out. Can you say amen? You shall lay hands upon the sick. They shall recover by His name. An equal heir, able to use the name that will open up the treasure troves of heaven, able to use that name that everything in the universe is deposited in the name of Jesus. We have the fullness of Almighty God. Do you believe it? I believe you, Lord. My Lord, I'm so rich, I don't know how rich I am. Him and his say amen. And whenever I need it, I just go and say, Lord, you said all the silver is yours and all the gold is yours. Call somebody to bring some of that money that belongs to me that I can pay this bill. And if folks won't obey, he'll cause a fish to spit it out. And if folks won't obey, he'll let the raven bring it. And when the ravens won't obey him, he'll send an angel while you rest to cook you a meal. Can you say amen? That prophet wasn't worried. He was resting in Jesus. I could almost hear him sing, I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I'll fear not wind or wave.
Amen. And what an inspiring message by my father, Brother Hardy, heirs of God. Truly, it is important for we as Christians to understand and comprehend our full inheritance as children of God, because the scriptures tell us that we're not only heirs of God, but we're joint or equal heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to know exactly what our inheritance is, because Jesus has been made our sanctification, our redemption, our righteousness, and now we are partakers of the divine nature of God through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We would like you to have a copy of this message, Heirs of God. It is available in both CD and cassette, and we'll be happy to send it to you upon request. And when you order this sermon, Heirs of God, we will send you the bonus sermon by Brother Hardy, A Christian Adoption. Because now that we've been begotten again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, we have been adopted into the family of God with all its rights and privileges. The Word of God tells us God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son in our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, actually, the term Abba, Father is very intimate. It's an endearing term. It would be equivalent to our saying, Dear Daddy. And that's the kind of relationship that we can have with our Heavenly Father. So we'd like to send you both of these sermons, Heirs of God and The Christian Adoption. You can receive them on two audio cassettes for your love gift for at least $10, or two CDs for your love gift of at least $15. Please request the Heirs of God series. Send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.